Well, good morning, everybody. Take a look at our beautiful studio here at the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave Spadaro. We welcome you into Eagles Live on this Thursday. Great show for you today. Chip Kelly holds his press conference, his last meeting with the media prior to Sunday's biggie, an NFC East clash against the New York Giants. Today's show features running back Chris Polk in studio. The touchdown maker scores last week. What role does he have in the future with this offense, the immediate future? We also take a look at the 4-3 scheme, the front, and the 3-4 front. Adam Kaplan, Greg Cosell break it down in our pre-snap read. How much of a difference is there, 4-3 versus 3-4, as it pertains to this Philadelphia Eagles team? And Tom Coughlin, Giants head coach, has his press conference with the Philadelphia reporters, a conference call. And tough times with the Giants, 0-4. The injuries piling up a bit for the Giants, but they might be getting some players back for Sunday's game. That offensive line could look a bit different. And Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network and from our game plan show here in Philadelphia, the Eagles Television Network, he also stops by the studio to talk Eagles-Giants, a big one on Sunday. First things first, let's get you caught up with today's headlines with Chris McPherson.
Thanks, Dave, and good morning, Eagles fans. Let's get right into it with the rivalry. Look, we know the Giants are 0-4, but they still have Eli Manning at quarterback. Forget the fact that they've only scored 7 points in their last two contests. On the flip side of the ball, you look at that defense, only 4 sacks, but the Eagles have tremendous respect for that front four led by Justin Tuck and Jason Pierre-Paul. We'll see some old friends in Colin Jenkins and Mike Patterson working in the middle of that defense as well. Speaking of the defense, let's go to the Eagles. Who is playing the best ball for the Eagles defense right now? It's defensive end Cedric Thornton. Second year on the team. He was also with the practice squad 1 year prior to that. He is a great technician, Chip Kelly said. Gives great effort, great hustle, and he's rarely out of position. Playing very, very nice. So great job there by Ced Thornton. On the injury front, limited participation in Wednesday's practice for Patrick Chung and Brandon Boykin. Boykin expected to be back full go. He actually told reporters it was a precautionary measure since the team was in full pads. Chung is day-to-day. We'll see how he develops. Coming up later in the show, running back Chris Polk. Last week against the Broncos, had his first career carry, resulted in his first career touchdown. He has earned more playing time. We'll see how that translates this Sunday. He will join Dave Spadaro in studio. And Sunday, the Eagles and the Giants kick off at 1 p.m. on Fox. You can watch our kickoff show at 12:30 p.m. to get the latest on injuries, inactives, and plenty of features to get you ready for the big showdown. That's your headlines for today. Let's send it back to Dave Spadaro.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. Good job there. The Eagles and the Giants on Sunday, a big one. The Eagles 1-3. Of course, the Giants 0-4. And yes, I will continue to say this, even though it's a true but useless information, according to head coach Chip Kelly. A win on Sunday, coupled with a Dallas loss to the Denver Broncos, means that, yeah, the Eagles in first place in the NFC East. That's the standings. What about the schedule ahead? Let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit Ticketmaster.com/ticket exchange. You see the schedule here through November 3rd. Lots of winnable games, including three, count them, three in the division. Can the Eagles go 5-0? Well, to do that, they've got to go 1-0. Starting Sunday against the Giants. Can you imagine 5 straight wins? All of a sudden, this team is 6-3, and we are getting ready for a really great stretch run in November and December. All right, when we return to Eagles Live, running back Chris Polk, part of a three-headed monster group in the Eagles' backfield. The Eagles lead the NFL in rushing, and Polk on Sunday in Denver, his first ever snap in the NFL from the line of scrimmage. What did he do with it? He scored a touchdown. We'll talk to him about that and a whole lot more coming up on Eagles Live. We're coming right back.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties. The stories.
I'm going to miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA. Use it for all it's worth.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
I'm Bob Bicknell, wide receivers coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by the guy who all he does is score touchdowns, Chris Polk, Eagles running back. Congrats, man. I know you're not celebrating because I know we're already on to the Giants, but first snap, offensive snap in his NFL career. And the man just, it's an easy touchdown. Mm-hmm. And how was it? So first of all, to go back to, they call you in, his goal line situation. Coaches say, hey, you're up 32.
You know, going back to that and seeing Bryce come out, they're like, Chris, get in. So look at this, like.
Which Chris are you talking about?
Me? Yeah, like, Chris, get in. So, oh, okay. So I just run in there, you know, they called the play, and, man, it was just an easy run. Thank you to all the linemen that made that real easy. You know, without them, that's not possible. But it's just, you know, it's just a great feeling.
I imagine had you been given some time to think about it, you would have been perhaps a bit nervous going into that situation.
Nah, not nervous. You know, because
I was excited.
You know,
I want to say excited.
More excited. Just, you know, get the jitters out. You know, first carry just to get hit because, you know, I want to get hit. But, you know, it's just nothing like it.
And I will say I'm disappointed. The touchdown celebration was weak. There really wasn't one.
Yeah.
It was just kind of, I saw the Brian Westbrook years here. He would just hand the ball back to the referee, and that's the way it should be. But, I mean, I don't know. Did you, in your mind, when you were a kid, ever dream when I score my first NFL touchdown, I'm going to do something?
I knew, like, you know, my first NFL touchdown, you know, you got to give glory to God because, you know, without God, nothing's possible. So, you know, I felt like, you know, I did the right thing. But my next one, I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah, I got
to
do something else.
Well, in all seriousness, though, it was great to see you on the field. 3 carries, 33 yards, a couple of catches, big plays. Hopefully, I guess, you know, you convince the coaches that you are worthy of more playing time. That's the goal here.
Yep, you know, hopefully. But, you know, it's a long season still. And, you know, whatever they want me to do, whether if they want me to play special teams, block, catch, whatever, or even punt, you know, I just, you know, anything's better than, you know, sitting out like I did last year injured. I'm just trying to do, you know, whatever to get on the field and help the team.
There must have been a feeling of helplessness last year when you look back at it, Chris. I mean, you're a rookie. You make the team. You're excited. And then you don't get much playing time because you're injured.
Yeah, that's one of the – you know, probably the second time in my life I've ever, you know, sat out and just missed, you know, a season. And, you know, especially, you know, going through all the things we went, you know, roller coaster of a season, you know, I felt like felt like not only I let myself down, let the organization down, my teammates down, and also the city. And, I made a promise to myself, just to, when that moment comes again, just be 100% healthy and just be all in. Because you never know. That's the beauty about this league, because it's such a long season. It doesn't matter where you are at the depth chart. Your number can be called at any time. And, when they call it, you just got to make the most of it.
Year one to year two, now that you're into the second year here, we're a quarter of the way through the season. Has it, not only physically, but has it mentally really slowed down for you?
I would say, somewhat, being that, I just went through it for a year. So, I have kind of a feel for it. But, actually getting in the game, I don't have too much, experience. So,
right.
Come from practicing the game, it's just really, amplified a little.
Is the grind week to week? Is the grind week to week? You're more used to that sense of what happens between Sunday and the following Sunday?
Yeah, definitely. Just getting familiar with just getting.
It's tough for me too.
Yeah,
familiar.
Familiar with it.
You don't need to speak well here. I mean, in post career, yes, but we care about what you do on the field more than what you do in this interview room. So
yeah.
That's my job. So familiar.
Yeah. So just just getting familiar with it. Just the week in, week out, and just. Just really treating and acting like a professional, something, get used to.
Yeah, it is. It's a big jump. You're asked to be a grown man at the age of 22, 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people really understand all that entails.
Like, really realize how much it entails until you actually, out of college and you're actually in it, because I remember when I first got my house, I really sat down and, almost cried to myself, this is really... something that's mine, because when I was back home, I was sleeping on a couch. I didn't even have a bedroom then. I actually had to buy salt and pepper. I've never had to buy salt and pepper plates, shower curtains, and just paying your bills. Just the real world is, it's tough. So
that's why you need a lady. Chris, let's talk a little bit about the running game. It is number one in the NFL. The scheme seems to be very effective. Great depth with LeSean, Bryce, and yourself. Talk about how you fit into the offense and just how it's working so well in the run game.
Definitely. The schemes is just, amazing. It asks a lot of the running backs, running the ball, catching, blocking, and just, I just feel like, we're like, sometimes, most of the time, we're a centerpiece, so, yeah. We got to just get going. But, going back to the running backs, I feel like we all complement each other. LeSean's really elusive guy. He's going to shake the whole defense. Bryce is the speed and power, and I'm the balance. And, I'm like right in between those two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the fastest, but I'm fast. But I also just want to hit you and just one cut and just get upfield.
What are the Giants looking like? Big game on Sunday.
They're looking real good. They're definitely better than their record entails, just like we are. And, they're just going to come out there with the hair on fire. They're trying to, win the division just like we are. So, can't take them lightly.
NFC East game on Sunday. Chris Polk in studio. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Next touchdown. I want to see something now.
I got you.
All right, let's get yeah. Chris Polk in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus steak and cheese wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Jack-O-Lantern Jackpot, with 10 top prizes of $50,000. It's kind of fun when it all comes together. Keep on scratching.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Each one of us is our own boss. And no matter where you are in life, ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Jerry Azzanero, defensive line coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Well, it is time to think food, not only for today's lunch, but for your scene on Sunday, whether you're making your way up to MetLife Stadium or having a party at home. We've got the menu for you, thanks to Amoroso's On the Menu feature. Now, today's recipe, it is dazzling, and it smells so good, and I'm going to eat this in just one moment. Let's check out the all-out blitz. Now, what we've got here is cheese, of course, some Swiss cheese. We've got some sauerkraut. We've got turkey pastrami. We've got some Russian salad dressing, four Amoroso club rolls, and what we want to do here is make four delicious sandwiches. Little Russian salad dressing on the rolls, some cheese, sauerkraut, some pastrami on each sandwich. And of course, what makes it the best sandwich that you've ever eaten, the Amoroso's club rolls. Check out your recipe on PhiladelphiaEagles.com in our fan section. And also, we're giving you the opportunity to vote for your favorite recipe of the month. Check it out in the fan zone. Amoroso's On the Menu. The Amoroso rolls, guys, you know, when you're from Philadelphia, that's what makes it special. If you're not from Philadelphia, find a way to get Amoroso's delivered to you because it just doesn't get any better than that. All right, let's take a look now at our pre-snap read. Adam Kaplan and Greg Cosell talk about the 4-3 defense versus the 3-4. You enjoy that while I enjoy this.
34 down, 51 white. White 20.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Week 5 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends in the National Football League through the coaching tape, through that All-22 tape. My name's Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Films senior producer. Greg Cosell. Greg, welcome to Week 5.
Adam, we're getting some trends now.
We are. We love these trends through that All-22 tape. And, Greg, one of the things that we need to talk about, fans forever go, oh, the 3-4 is very simple, three down linemen, you know, four guys drop, but when you look at the 3-4 and the 4-3, I know there are bigger differences than that, Greg. When you watch the tape, what do you see?
Well, the way you best judge these defenses, Adam, it's a passing league. How many teams now play with three wide receivers almost as their base personnel? So how do you have to judge defenses? By their what we call sub-packages, meaning nickel, five defensive backs, or dime, six defensive backs. So that's how you have to judge and evaluate a 3-4-4-3. 3-4 defenses are much more versatile and multiple in their use and utilization of personnel in their sub-packages than 4-3 defenses.
And another thing that I find interesting when we look at trends, more teams now, it's I think it's like 17 to 15 as far as their bases are 3-4 right. Versus 4-3. And it's interesting, you know, I know Billy Davis has talked about it. He wants to get more physical, and that's the trend of the National Football League. To go to the 3-4, it seems to be more physical than the 4-3. Do you see a lot of multiple fronts off the 4-3?
Well, here's another point, and I actually just thought about this right now.
Okay.
Because I was actually listening to you, believe it or not.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's good that someone does.
The 3-4 works better in this new era of more perimeter-based play in the NFL. Why? It's common sense. You remove a 310, 320-pound defensive tackle, and you put in a 240, 245-pound linebacker, okay? And these guys coming out of college, a lot of these linebackers in college were running backs in high school. So you just get better athletes on the field. So not only in your base 3-4 do you have better athletes to defend the perimeter better in today's NFL, but in your sub packages, your nickel and your dime, you have more versatility, more multiplicity in your pressure concepts. The Eagles just played the Chiefs, for instance. The Chiefs are a classic example of that. You put on the tape and you can see Tom Bahali and Houston, the linebackers, they could be lined up next to one another in their sub packages, rushing from the same side. You don't see that kind of thing normally in 4-3s.
Right, so the 3-4 offers you a little bit more versatility, and I think the skies, which is kind of the trend when we talk about trends in the National Football League. So that's kind of where you see the 4-3 and the 3-4 in the National Football League, which you're going to see all season. And it's interesting, when you look at the Eagles' schedule, they're playing a lot of teams that run 3-4.
Right, but one team which runs a 4-3, of course, is Dallas, which the Eagles still have to play twice. And you look at Dallas, they're a team that believes with Monty Kiffin back in the 4-3. So even when they go to their sub-packages, which is predominantly nickel, they will line up with four down linemen. The only difference they might have is DeMarcus Ware will line up on both the right and the left, but you won't see DeMarcus Ware standing up in the middle of the defense like you would see Tom Bahali, because 4-3 structured teams normally don't do those kinds of things in their sub packages.
Of course, the Giants now play the 4-3. It's a team that historically does not blitz a lot. They get a lot of pressure from their DNs, but we'll have to see how
they're
they do
doing
it.
A little more. I'll tell you one thing they're doing, okay. And I noticed it on film. Good. You're now seeing Justin Tuck become, one of my favorite words, a joker.
Ah,
Justin
stand-up guy,
Tuck
huh?
is now moving right. around, standing up, and that's, again, even though they're a 4-3 based team, they're struggling to get pressure, so they're looking for more creative ways to do that.
And I also know that when you look at the Eagles defense, they run a 3-4, and I know talking to coaches around the league, Billy Davis kind of wants to, at some point, run some concepts from the Steelers. When you watch the defense, what do you see?
You're seeing a lot of multiplicity and versatility, and people have to understand Billy Davis's background. Billy Davis started in the NFL on the Pittsburgh Steelers staff with Dick LeBeau, Dom Capers, coaches like that. So he, in his approach, is extremely multiple. Don't forget, it's a first year, it's a new defense. I think as the season progresses, you'll see a lot more multiplicity and a lot better play.
Great job out of you, Greg. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
34 down, 51 white. White 20. White 20 set.
Well, very good work there, boys. The 4-3, the 3-4, what matters that you, and certainly for the Eagles on Sunday, they've got to get pressure on Eli Manning. They've got to win that battle at the line of scrimmage. And we've seen the Eagles mix it up, a little 4-3, a little 3-4. Who emerges as the pass rusher here as the Eagles get into the second quarter of this 2013 season? Well, maybe Chip Kelly will shed some light on that as he gets ready for his press conference here in a few moments. First up, when we return here to Eagles Live, Joe Dolan gives us his spin in the world of fantasy. We're coming back. It's Eagles Live on this beautiful Thursday in Philadelphia.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties, the stories.
I'm gonna miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. You make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Oh,
That dude is huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your home for the most live sports, Xfinity.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly. At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
I'm Bob Bicknell, wide receivers coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Welcome inside this week's Fantasy Spin. I'm Bo Wolf. That's Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And week five is upon us, Joe. Let's talk fantasy, and let's talk to Sean Jackson. The two huge weeks to open up the season. A bit of a down week last week against Denver. Are you worried about Deshaun at all?
I'm a little bit worried, but I think Chip Kelly is going to start scheming, Bo, to get him open a little bit more. You know, Deshaun's never been a guy to be able to get off press man, maybe as much as some of the bigger receivers. But when he's singled up, he's as dangerous as a receiver as there is in the NFL. So I would expect things to change a little bit. Michael Vick said this week that a couple different route combinations were how they got him open in weeks one and two. And I think they'll get back to that against a much weaker Giants secondary than we've seen the past 2 weeks from Denver and Kansas City.
At the running back position, LeSean McCoy, obviously one of the best fantasy players in football, but he did give way in terms of carries last week a bit more to Bryce Brown and Chris Polk. Are you worried about his workload at all?
I'm not worried about it. As a matter of fact, I'm a little happy about this because you never want to see your top running back wear down before the end of the season. LeSean McCoy getting 400 carries, probably not something that's going to benefit your fantasy team, and certainly not something that's going to benefit the Philadelphia Eagles. Bryce Brown and Chris Polk getting involved and looking effective. I think ultimately this is a good news for LeSean McCoy's long-term value because to me, McCoy doesn't look any different than he did the first couple weeks of the season. He is still going to be one of the top three fantasy running backs moving forward. This just gives him a breather every now and then, and that's not a bad thing.
And quickly, how is this Giants run defense?
The Giant run defense really has not been very good at all. I'm not worried at all about the matchup. On the second level, the trio of linebackers probably leave something to be desired if you are a Giants fan. They have injuries to defensive tackles. Linval Joseph, Cullen Jenkins have been banged up. This is a very exploitable matchup for the Eagle offense in general, but especially the run game.
All right, let's take a little look around the league, spin around the league, and we look at current and former New England Patriots at wide receiver. Kenbrell Tompkins has been great so far, especially for an undrafted rookie, but with Danny Amendola and Rob Gronkowski coming back at some point, what is your long-term picture of Kenbrell Tompkins?
Well, if I have Kenbrell Tompkins, I'm pretty excited about the production that he's put up. He has 3 touchdowns the last 2 weeks, and he had 100 yards this past week. But if you could get a decent offer for him, if you need a player in another position, maybe you can put him into a package to sweeten a deal for a quarterback or a running back. I wouldn't be opposed to selling Kenbrell Tompkins because there's just no way this guy is going to take significant targets away from a healthy Danny Amendola and a healthy Rob Gronkowski, two of the best players at their positions in the entire NFL. Kenbrell Tompkins is doing right now what Brandon Lloyd was supposed to do for the New England Patriots last year. So I think Kenbrell Tompkins is going to hold some value moving forward, but it might not be as big a value as he's had the last couple weeks once the Patriots get to be full strength.
All right, out in San Diego, one of the surprising running backs, former Patriot Danny Woodhead. You are a big fan of Danny Woodhead.
I am a major fan of Danny Woodhead, and right now he ranks number 14 in a PPR league at running back. Danny Woodhead is a weekly starter in 12-team or bigger leagues. I just can't imagine that you have two running backs on your roster who are significantly better than Danny Woodhead. Danny Woodhead is a guy who, if you have him, you've probably got to try to find a way to get him in your lineups. Phillip Rivers has been talking him up like crazy. He's catching passes, and he's scoring touchdowns. They're giving him the ball in short yardage, so he gets the third down work. He's getting some early down work, and Phillip Rivers is playing the best football he has in years, and that makes Danny Woodhead extra valuable because of his pass-catching ability.
And then we go to Cleveland, where Brian Hoyer, Tom Brady's former backup, seems to be in the midst of displacing Brandon Whedon as Whedon closes in on retirement since he's about 55 years old. Let's talk Brian Hoyer. Is he a long-term relevant fantasy quarterback?
I don't think so, Bo. I tend to think of Brian Hoyer more as a Kyle Orton. He's kind of a a fast food dollar menu item. He's a Mick quarterback, but he can get the job done. You know, sometimes that McDouble, it hits the spot. Brian Hoyer is that McDouble. He's a guy who's going to come in there, win you a couple games, and for right now for Cleveland, it's working. It's working for Jordan Cameron. It's working for Josh Gordon. Brian Hoyer is more of a weekly fill-in, though. He's not a guy you should count on to carry you to a fantasy championship. If you're really struggling for a backup quarterback, if you've got a starter on bye this week, Brian Hoyer, I can absolutely advise playing him against Buffalo. Just don't expect a huge performance.
How about Jordan Cameron? Is he as big a difference maker there is at the tight end position right now outside of Jimmy Graham?
Absolutely. Jordan Cameron is the reason that I'm actually kind of high on Brian Hoyer as a fill-in quarterback, because he's a key weapon. He's as athletic and as big a mismatch as anybody at the position not named Jimmy Graham or Rob Gronkowski. And Brian Hoyer loves throwing to this guy. He has like 23 targets the last 2 weeks or something absurd like that. That's not changing. And this guy's been the most dangerous, lethal red zone threat in the NFL not named Jimmy Graham. So Jordan Cameron is a number one fantasy tight end. He's helping Brian Hoyer out, and he's going to help this offense in general.
FantasyGuru.com's Joe Dolan takes you through the fantasy spin. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210 XM 87.
And action.
That's a wrap!
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more!
Let's go, yo!
Woo!
One more!
Let's get it! Let's go!
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship! Let's go!
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
October, of course, is tackling Breast Cancer Awareness Month throughout the NFL, and the Eagles have always been one of the leaders in the league at making sure that we promote awareness of breast cancer. How can you help? Well, you can help when you tweet. Use the hashtag EaglesTBC, tackling breast cancer, hashtag EaglesTBC, and help the cause raise awareness and continue the fight against breast cancer. It's been a part of the Eagles in October for many, many years, and proud to be part of that over the years here. Chip Kelly, head coach, meeting the media once again today. This is the final meeting that he will have with the media prior to Sunday's game against the Giants. A big one, for the Eagles for a lot of reasons. Now, yesterday, Brandon Boykin did not practice. Critical that we get that update from Chip on Boykin. Slot receiver against the Giants' very best and productive receiver, Victor Cruz. If not Boykin, it would be rookie Jordan Poyer who took that role yesterday in practice. So we'll find out about Boykin. We'll find out about safety Patrick Chung, who, again, out of practice on Wednesday. Eagles banged up a bit here in the secondary. Can ill afford any injuries there. Offensively, of course, the Eagles need to get the ball in the end zone. More points, more points, more points. Just 16 against the Kansas City Chiefs. Just 20 against the Broncos. And something I wrote about yesterday, just a myriad of mistakes that are coming from all different parts of the offense. Penalties, drop passes, bad execution. They've been hurt in three games. All three of these losses hurt. Eagles get a first and goal against Kansas City at the 7-yard line early after that Vic to McCoy 70-yard gain and can't score a touchdown. And then against San Diego, of course, late in the game, some problems. Early in the game, some problems. You see the red zone percentage just 41% of the time. The Eagles have scored a touchdown, I believe 12 trips in the red zone, 5 touchdowns. That ties for 26th in the NFL. That's not good enough because, you see, third down percentage, pretty good. Yards per game, obviously very good. Running the football, best in the league. Passing offense, not bad. It all comes down to one thing for the Eagles, and that has been red zone touchdown percentage. If you can get that number up, you raise that points per game to 27, 28, higher points per game for Chip Kelly's offense. And that is something that's going to be really important here. Again, these next five games, we're only looking at one, but the next five games in a big picture, critical for the Eagles with this group here, the Ticketmaster schedule here. Let's take a look at the upcoming schedule presented by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com/ticket exchange. Again, look at those next five games. Giants 0-4, Tampa Bay 0-4, Cowboys 2-2, Giants again, and the Raiders, they are struggling at 1-3. So these are some winnable football games for your Philadelphia Eagles. A bit later in the show, Brian Baldinger, NFL Network and co-host of the Eagles Game Plan Show, comes into studio and talks about what he has seen from this football team, extensive film study, 1-3 start. What are the Eagles using to grow? And what do they need to do on Sunday to beat the New York Giants? Baldy stops by. First things first, though, head coach Chip Kelly will address the media, and we'll get to that in a second. Tom Coughlin holding his conference call with the Philadelphia reporters on Wednesday. And just tough times in New York. Now, Coughlin's been through this before. The Giants seem to find a way to turn it all around. Let's hope that doesn't start on Sunday. If the Giants get hot here, they can be right back in the thick of things in this wide-open NFC East very, very quickly. And again, a win on Sunday by the Eagles coupled with a Dallas loss to the Denver Broncos means, well, what does it really mean? It means the Eagles are in first place, which seems to be within reach here, hopefully, for the rest of the season. Hopefully the Eagles turn this thing around starting Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Year 35 since the miracle of the Meadowlands, number one. And we've reminisced with Merrill Reese about that. We have a new feature on the website called Five Things You Need to Know. And DeSean Jackson talking about his miracle of the Meadowlands moment a couple of years ago, 2010. That punt return that walked off the win against the Giants. DeSean hearing from Giants fans to this day who are heartbroken over that. So make sure you check that out every day, first thing in the morning. Five things you need to know. And then later in the week, I'll speak to Brian Westbrook as we travel down memory lane, the alumni alley. We'll visit his punt return back in 2003 that turned that season around and Westbrook's memories of a great rivalry. He always, always came up big against the New York Giants. So a lot to get to, five things you need to know every day on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. First thing in the morning, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, when you wake up, go to your computer, your phone, your iPad, get to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, get to our content on the app, If you haven't downloaded the app, by the way, you are missing everything. Hopefully you have. All right, Chip Kelly, let's take a look out in the media tent, see what's going on. Where is Chip? Is he ready to go? I hear him. I hear footsteps. I think the head coach, oh, no, it's quiet. In the media tent. And Chip Kelly's met the media here Monday, Wednesday, and today for the final time, Thursday. And there he is, Chip Kelly, ready to talk Eagles football.
Long time no see. Getting close like that.
How's Chung looking?
He'll be limited again today. Brandon's full, so Pat will be the only guy that's limited. And we'll see what he can do. I saw him working out in the weight room, so, you know, again, got to keep an eye on him, but we'll see what happens in terms of Sunday. But he's the only guy that's limited in the group.
What is it that he's having trouble doing, or that, you know, is
again, and I'm not being evasive. I just tell me, is he going, is he not going? I know he's got a shoulder, so I don't get specific. I don't know third degrees, second degrees. It's not my job to know that stuff. I just got to know, is a guy going, is a guy not going? So I know he's got a shoulder, and if they clear him, he'll play. If they don't clear him, he's not going to play.
He's been out here with a helm, so is he just
yeah, he's running around a little bit. He went through drills. No, he was actually in 7-on yesterday and running around, did some stuff, you know, with us against each other. But will that make him – is that enough for him to get ready to play on Sunday? You know, leave that up to what they say in terms of at least his health. When they clear him from a health standpoint, then we make a decision from does he got enough reps, has he done all those other things for us to be able to put him in.
So. Still woofing down if Chung can't go?
Yeah.
What would you say in terms of progress from Wolf after his first start?
Like all young rookies, I think everything's a new experience for him. So the more reps you get him, you just kind of see him getting better and better. I see improvement in Earl, but you know you're not in the short amount of time since he's been here been able to put him through every single route combination, sets, recognition, all those things that a guy that's been in the league for 2 or 3 years can recognize. So, we all see every day. I think you just see Earl improving, and there's something. You keep looking at him saying he's starting to make plays. The one thing I know about Earl, and I think we all know about Earl, is he flies around, and he's around the ball. And if he even makes a mistake or makes a misstep, he's going to make up with it with his effort. So, you know, that part's encouraging, and I think as he continues to get experience, you're going to continue to see him get better and better out there.
As a follow-up on Chung, is there enough reps to go around Friday and Saturday to make up for 8 straight days of not being a full participant in practice?
From a standpoint of what? Mental standpoint or?
You said that in order to figure, if he gets cleared to play him, you'll see if there's reps, you know, how he does in those reps. Is there enough reps?
No, I said we'll see. We'll talk as a staff in terms of how much has he grasped the game plan and all those other things. The one thing about Pat is he's probably our most conscientious guy on this team when it comes to the mental part of things. So, you know, some guys when they're out, you can kind of see them, they drift a little bit. When Pat's out, Pat's mentally not out. You know, he's in there making the checks, understanding, you know, if it's 2x2, we're going to this. If it's 3x1, we're going to this. It's not that Pat's not involved in the game plan or what's going on from a mental standpoint, but you also know with a guy who's been out for 8 days, there's going to be a little bit of rust there. But, you know, then you're factoring with your actives, inactives, is keeping Pat up and making him active. Is that better than what your other options are at that position? So,
are you happy with what your linebackers have done in coverage? How do you think that's gone?
I think it's, you know, it really, they're okay. You know, they're not outstanding right now. I think there's some times where, you know, it's a mental mistake or two where we've dropped the guy in coverage, and I think those are the things where some big plays occurred in the Broncos game. You know, I think they're getting better. It's like everything else. You know, everything from offensively and defensively and special teams is all new to these guys, so there's not a lot of experience for them to draw back on of they've seen this all. But I think in terms of how they're working and what they're doing on a daily basis, we see improvement in them, but I think we need to be better there.
You've been with Benny and Soap. It looks like the reps have been pretty even. What do you like about that arrangement, and how is Benny doing with that? How's he coming along?
Benny's growing, like a lot of our young guys. They're getting better and they're progressing. The one thing about that position is you are at the focal point when the ball's being snapped, and the pounding that you take in there. It's a pretty physical game, you know, and you better make sure you have two, just because it's a tough deal. You're getting hit, you know, by guards. You're getting hit by the center. You know, you're in the middle of all the action. So Being able to, Soap's a little bit older. I think he's been a good influence on all the younger guys in terms of his experience in the league, but I also know that, you know, we also know that we can't have him out there for 60, 70 snaps either. So I think, you know, having two guys there, I think, has helped us and will continue to help us as we continue through a 16-game season.
You've been very healthy, comparatively speaking. Do you think there's any direct correlation between your health, your conditioning and strength program and that?
I think so, but I also think a lot of credit needs to go to our players. You know, we've got a bunch of guys, and I've said all along, and maybe it's not how other people interpret it, but I think the best ability is durability. And we got a bunch of guys, when we're making selections on players, you really want to know how long they can play, part of what their mental makeup is. I also think part of it is that our players embrace practice. They embrace the preparation aspect of things. You know, through our science and our study is you need to participate. You know, even when our guys are out, if you see our guys aren't out. They're not standing around on the side. They're off with our strength and conditioning coaches doing things. So if they do have an opportunity to come back, it's not like they've been off for 8 days of not doing anything. They've been doing something. But you like to think part of it's a combination of a lot of things. But I think part of what our sports science aspect of things is to make sure that, you know, time loss is the biggest thing you're trying to prevent, you know, and just the little things we talk about. Are we getting enough sleep? Are we eating the right way? Are we doing all those other things? That contributes to it. We don't do that just for the sake of doing it. We do that because we think there's a benefit to it. And we hope, you know, as you go on, obviously the big issues you look at are the soft tissue injuries, because those are preventable. You know, if someone breaks a leg, someone breaks a leg. You know, there's not much, I don't think, from a sports science standpoint or a preparation standpoint that can go into, you know, the prevention of breaking a bone. But I think the one thing we are happy with in terms of how we approach things is that we don't have a lot of soft tissue injuries, don't have a lot of muscle pulls, and a lot of that directly correlates back to what we're doing in the weight room and doing from a conditioning standpoint. So
does that help guys bounce back faster during the week too?
We think so. You know, we spend a lot of time on recovery. I think that's extremely important, you know, trying to make sure that you're fresh when it comes to Sunday. But there's a double-edged sword there, as I tell our guys all the time, is that we can spend a lot of time talking about recovery, but there has to be something to recover from. So there still has to be a workload and a certain amount of practice that you do. Part of our philosophy of practicing earlier in the week, you know, having a practice on Tuesday, there's a reason for that. There's a method to the madness, hopefully, and we'll see if that continues to help us, because it is a long season.
Coach, I know you haven't had a chance to face them yet, but have you been able to get a feel this week about just how intense this rivalry is with the Giants from your players or even just being around?
Yeah, I'm very aware of the rivalry between the Giants and the Eagles. You know, there's actually a NFL Network, the biggest rivalries in the league. I think that was voted number one. So you notice there's a history in the game. You know, there's Herm Edwards picking up the fumble. You know, there's Deshaun Jackson's punt return. You know, there's a lot of history. Obviously, when you play in games like this, it's the closest opponent. You know, they're right up the road. So you're very aware of it. You know, and the battles that have gone on in this division, you know, you understand it. And especially recently with the Giants' success, the Eagles have had so much success in the 2000s, I think. We're very aware of what the battle between New York and Philadelphia is like.
What do you make of the Giants signing Dallas Reynolds, and do you think they'll be able to glean any information from him on your offense?
Number one, I think Dallas is a good football player. You know, I think we're probably a position of strength for us on the offensive side of the ball. Is that McCoy talking loud? That's surprising. LaShawn, we good? You good? Can we continue? All right, buddy. Love you. I think one of the positions of strengths on this team is our offensive line, and it was just tough to keep everybody. We knew when we released Dallas that he was going to end up on a team. So, and when I look at it, I think some people make too much into it as, hey, they want to get this guy because they want to get information. I think with their injuries on the offensive line, Dallas is a very, you know, as you look out there, is who is available. I think he's a guy that's available. So, but we're also aware of when we put together everything is that guys that were here with us in camp could end up on other teams. So we have systems in place when, you know, we're not doing everything the same way we did it from a communication standpoint that we did when we were here in a preseason. So
all of us are, you look at the reality of your situation, your losses have been in the AFC to AFC teams. Nobody in your division's over 500. From outsiders, we can all look at that and, you know, play games with, you know, if you win Sunday and Denver beats Dallas, you're in first place and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is it something that you guys talk about at all? If somebody in your division was running away with it, if somebody was 4-0, it would be a lot tougher to get back in it. Or do you just kind of ignore all that stuff at this point?
It's funny you said that. I talked to our team about that on Tuesday because I had people tell me that, if Dallas loses this weekend and we win, we're in first place. And I was fired up. I called the league office. I wanted to find out when we get the trophy and when the trophy presentation would be. And they got the same response. They started laughing too because it doesn't matter if you're in first place in the first week of October. What matters is, are you in first place after December 29th? But this week contributes being in first place on December 29th. So let's not waste energy and time on the, hey, if this happens and this happens and this happens. It's almost you got two choices to do. You can wish for things to happen or you can plan for things to happen. And our job as a team is prepare to play the New York Giants. Now, this game could have huge ramifications as you get down the road where us and the Giants are tied, and then we won a game against them, and that's where it really becomes a big deal. But I think you can start doing the whole transit of properties of they beat them and we beat them and all that. I think, we just – let's focus on what we can control, and what we can control is our preparation and getting ready for them. So if they did give us a trophy after this game, we would be really fired up for it, but – I was told that's not going to happen. So,
all of us are happy to be your straight man.
What's that?
I appreciate being your straight man.
I appreciate that. The guy got the guys on the same thing. They thought that it was like, holy smokes, we're getting a trophy. But, it didn't work that way.
How's the week of practice been for Alex Henry?
Alex did a nice job. We put him in some kicking situations the other day. Today's another day. We'll kick. We'll finish with a clutch situation at the end with a field goal. He's been really good in practice. And that's the – last week he was banging them last week. I think it's one of those things, as I said earlier in the week when we look at it, I think he's missed, I think it's left, right, left. So it's not like it's a consistent one fundamental flaw that's always pulling the ball. I think he understands where he needs to be. It's just when he gets out in the field, he knows what he's got to do, and we got to put it through the uprights.
Two more guys. Confidence level just to see where he was at this week? I mean, he hasn't.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. When we've been out there, I've never seen that from Alex. So, I think – like most people, I think he's at 85% in his career. So, when I send Alex out in the field, it's not, you kind of got your fingers crossed hoping he's going to punch one through. As I consider him, that this, we got three here. I'm disappointed every time we go to kick for three because you want seven. But I don't go out there thinking, I hope, this is, I'm not sure he's going to make this one. So.
There's been speculation that Southern Cal come to you, talk to you about their vacancy. How would you handle that if they did?
Well, number one, I don't deal with hypotheticals. Okay. Well, then see, then we're getting close.
I'm getting there.
Getting real close here.
Now,
I'm the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm very, very excited to be here, and I'm no entertaining anything like that. And I'm here.
I'm trying to measure the progress you guys are making. And you're on the inside and have a lot more info than we do. For people on the outside, other than wins and losses, what should we be looking at?
Honestly, I don't think you should be looking at anything else. That's what we all get graded on at the end of the day, is wins and losses. And I think we as a group have understand our plan and the process of how you win and how you lose and what contributes to that, and that's what this deal's all about. But at the end of the day, if you're not winning enough games, you're not going to be here very long, and if you are winning games, then you're going to be around. But at the end of the day, there's not, hey, let's look at this and let's look at that. The bottom line is – as Coach Parcells said a long time ago, and I'm not the one who came up with it, and he didn't, but he's extremely right, you are what your record says you are. So we need to go change that, and we need to change that. The way we know how to change that is how we prepare. And I think these guys have had a good week so far preparing, but we got a big Thursday ahead of us coming out right now, and we got another big Friday, another big Saturday, and then we got to go play a real good team in our division. So.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
And there he goes, Chip Kelly, who updates the injury situation. Brandon Boykin, a full go at practice today. That's anticipated. Patrick Chung, still limited. And any college is calling. Don't worry about calling Chip Kelly. He's here, and he's excited about getting this thing going. We'll hear from Tom Coughlin here, the head coach of the New York Giants. Also coming up, Brian Baldinger in studio. Lots to get to here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. First things first, Tom Coughlin speaking about the Giants situation during the weekly conference call with the Philadelphia media.
I think if you really study, we've had, as I was telling our team today, three of our four games, it's been very close to the end of the third period, and the scores have been very, very close. From that point on, we have contributed ourselves to the opponent eventually winning the game.
whether it be turnover, or we've had two punt returns against. So we've been just as much involved in some of those points being recorded and unfortunately charged to our defense as the opponent has. And I'm not taking anything away from our opponents. They've played very well, obviously, against us. But, you know, we haven't helped. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's 10-7 at the end of the third quarter, whether it's 17-16, whether at the end of the game it's 30-24. You know, you have to make the plays that are necessary in order to win. We haven't done that. When Chip came into the league, people tried to study and become more aware of it and went back and looked at a lot of different things. So the pace and the way in which the theory behind the pace and the performance of the athletes is outstanding, but it's a relatively novel scheme to the National Football League, and it's obviously very, very good, and a lot of people are talking in very positive terms about Chip and his theories.
All right, that is Tom Coughlin, New York Giants head coach. When we return to Eagles Live, Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, in studio, a little inside knowledge, perspective, understanding of the Eagles and the Giants on Sunday.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties, the stories.
I'm gonna miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
You, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports. It's Xfinity.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Jack-O-Lantern Jackpot, with 10 top prizes of $50,000. It's kind of fun when it all comes together. Keep on scratching.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly. At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network, our Eagles game plan show. And Baldy, Eagles are 1-3. It has been a bit of tough sledding here through the first quarter of the season. Your read on this team?
Well, I mean, you know, it started with such great optimism, you know, and then it's – but that can disappear very quickly like it has. And so these are tough days right now, but you got to fight through it. I mean, you don't want to look ahead, but you got two teams that are struggling worse than the Eagles right now in front of them. And so it's about the next week and basically fixing the mistakes that were – made last week, not making those mistakes again, and then really jumping on two teams that are really struggling in the Giants and Tampa Bay.
And at the same time, trying to just create the environment that you want moving forward in the Chip Kelly era?
Well, it is, Dave. It's about confidence. And you know, that confidence, your attention to detail is better. You practice harder. You're in a better frame of mind. I mean, that's what wins do. Losses take all that away from you. And so they've been stripped down to the bone. It's like anything they came out of training camp with. And so, really, players are going to be tested. And coaches are going to be – this whole thing is going to get tested here this week. But it all can change. We live in seven-day life cycles, and that's what you got to focus on, getting a win and then stacking wins right now.
What's going on with the Giants? 0-4, a lot of injuries.
I mean, the Giants have had injuries before. You know, right now they're turning the ball over way too much. They're not taking the ball away. They're not running the ball well. You know, the identity of this team in two Super Bowl marches has always been a very aggressive and sack-happy defensive line, and they're not getting any of those type plays right now. The offensive line has crumbled. So, I mean, all the things that this Giants team is built upon, they're not executing right now.
So if the Giants' offensive line not playing well, the defensive line doesn't seem to have the teeth that it had in the past, I got to feel pretty good about the Eagles' matchups then.
They should. I mean, on paper and based on the first month of the season, the Eagles should have success this week. But I also feel like Tom Coughlin has addressed these issues before during his tenure. And I think, you know, the Giants know right now, they're looking at the record and the standings and all that, and they know they can't get to 0-5. So, I mean, I think you're going to get the best effort, the best four quarters of effort that the Giants are going to put out there this year.
Brian, the Eagles' offense, they've run the ball extremely well. Passing game, though, it lacks that explosiveness down the field. What are defenses doing to take that away?
Well, I mean, the last 2 weeks they've seen press man coverage, you know, and so – how do you beat one-on-one press man? I mean, Mike Vick right now isn't holding the ball very long. He hasn't had the best protection the last 2 weeks, but he's seen better defenses the last 2 weeks, much better defenses. And so against better defenses, the timing has to be better. The route combinations have to be better. It demands that your quarterback and everybody else around him has to play better. I'm not putting this on Mike, but you get one-on-one situations, you got to win one-on-ones. That's what this whole offense is predicated upon. You got to do a better job of beating one-on-ones.
How about the Eagles' defense? Chip Kelly's talked about keeping everything in front of them, at the same time not creating the pressure up front and not taking the football away.
Well, I mean, look, it does start with pressure. I mean, they're rotating defensive linemen. They're playing six of them up front right now. I mean, they got to get to the quarterback. They've got to get better rushes. When you get a one-on-one, you've got to affect the quarterback better and more often than they have. And that's where it all starts. I mean, you could talk about the back end and coverage and – do they play man? Do they play combination? Whatever. It starts up front with pressure.
Brian, how big is this game? Just in the big picture of a young team, of a new regime in place, coming off the kind of game the Eagles played on Sunday?
Well, I think it's everything. I mean, how do you respond to the worst defeat that they've had in a long, long time? Because everybody is, you know, I think everybody in the organization is looking at Chip. And I think they want to buy in. They want to believe. They want to listen. But really, it comes down to winning and losing. You lose another game, and you put four losses in a row. Does this team begin to splinter? Do they begin to doubt? Do the doubts get bigger if they already are doubting? So I think for the players, this is everything right now. And for the coaches, it's everything. They know if they don't play well and they don't come out of here with a win, especially against a team that doesn't have a win, you know, you could really create a great deal of doubt, the kind of doubt you don't need.
Well, we're not going to have any of that
not
doubt
here,
after
no,
Sunday. All right, Brian Baldinger, we thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, Dave.
In studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
Each one of us is our own boss. And no matter where you are in life, ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
I'm Bill McGovern, outside linebacker coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We welcome your phone calls here on Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you, 215-339-6709. Taking some phone calls, taking some predictions for Eagles and the New York Giants on Sunday. The Eagles on the practice field now here at the NovaCare Complex. Absolutely beautiful day in South Philadelphia. We want to show you, before we get into all that, a little bit of insight here. Mike Quick, Ike Reese, little game plan breakdown. Eagles, Giants, the key for the Eagles offense, taking care of the Giants up front, and that means eliminating the Giants' pressure game.
All right, Mike, let's take a look at some of the different ways that the Giants are trying to create pressure. Only 3 sacks in 4 games, so they're not the Giants' formal defensive front four that we're used to seeing, but they're finding different ways to try to create pressure on the quarterback. You're going to see here they're using a lot more of their linebackers to add to the front four pass rush. In this instance, it works out well for them because this allows Aaron Ross, who's out here on Brandon LaFell, to jump this route from Cam Newton.
Well, from injuries or just being ineffective, they're not getting the pressure. You're exactly right. So they're having to bring guys from that second level, bringing linebackers and trying to get pressure. And it's either feast or famine. Here you see the big interception. They're able to take it back the other way. But on a number of occasions, they're bringing people and they're getting burnt on the backside.
And here's what they're doing, Mike. They're coming from the inside. And the idea here is to try to collapse the pocket for the quarterback to shorten his throws. And it works to a T here. I mean, they collapse the pocket on Cam Newton. He can't, you know, deliver the throw with all the strength he wants to. He sort of has to throw it off his back foot. Aaron Ross makes a nice play on the outside.
Well, and what Aaron Ross knows is that the pressure is going to get there because they're bringing extra people, so he can gamble a little bit. He can play a little tight on the receiver and take a chance at jumping that route.
Now, here's where it backfires on.
Yes.
They try to basically the same thing, bring in inside pressure. Here is a 5-man rush. They're going to bring inside pressure. You got Aaron Ross here on the outside. Brandon LaFell is going to be able to hit a double move. Right. And the downside to bringing extra guys, if you don't get there, receivers are going to be able to pull double moves just like this one here.
And here again, Ross expecting the pressure to get there, so he's going to jump the route once again. But LaFell's able to go right by him with that double move because the pressure is not there.
Yeah, and the key here for the Eagles offensive line is recognize which extra guys are coming,
yep,
protecting the pocket. I don't think the Giants can cover on the back end. You see here, Cam Newton has all the protection he needs. He's going to have time to step into this throw and deliver a quick strike for a touchdown. Again, the Giants struggling, getting pressure on the quarterback. They need extra guys that make them weak on the back end. If the Eagles offensive line can protect, they'll be able to take advantage of the Giants' pressure packages.
Ike and Mike, thank you very much. The Game Plan Show, tune in on 6ABC in Philadelphia, 12:05 a.m. Saturday, 11:30 a.m. on Sunday. And, of course, you can catch all of our Eagles shows anytime on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Great work by the Eagles Television Network and great work by Ike Reese, Mike Quick, and, of course, Brian Baldinger. We take a look live at practice in the backyard here at the NovaCare Complex. Get to some phone calls and some predictions. We begin in Michigan with the Beast. Hey, Beast.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We all wondered, is the name really Beast?
Yeah, the name's really Beast. I go by it. It's my nickname. I've been doing that since football.
Well, good thing you have a very small ego, Beast. What's on your mind today?
I just want to really understand, do you think it's possible that Patrick Chung could move to the strong safety and then we start Wolf?
I think
that would do a lot better.
Well, I don't think that in this scheme, I mean, the idea of the traditional strong safety, free safety, strong safety comes into the hole and plays in the box. They don't do that. I mean, that's just not the way the game's played anymore. To me, Patrick's a good cover player, good enough that in the summer they used him a lot in the slot over the slot receiver. He's not a big player. He's had some injury problems. This shoulder thing, I guess, given the history here with him, I don't know how it happened. I don't know where it happened, but I don't know how long he's going to be out. But I think he's probably better served in coverage. I mean, you have to kind of do both when you're playing safety. You got to come up and fill the box, and you've got to play in space and cover sideline to sideline. That's why safeties are so hard to find anymore in the NFL. You can't put them up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think anything is better than what we got with Allen, though. I think Wolf is going to do a lot better.
Yeah, but to me, I mean, I understand that, and I know Nate has to play better. But to me, it starts with the pressure up front. The Eagles just haven't had enough pressure up front. Beast,
when you rush three, that's kind of what you give up. You have to have a great back end if you're going to send three offers. You're going to send three defensive line.
I hear you, man. I mean, Bill Davis knows somehow he's got to get pressure and certainly has to get pressure against Eli or Eli will tear him up. Give me a prediction for Sunday, Beast.
I'm going to go 34. I'm going to go 34. Give him a touchdown.
34 what?
34-10.
34-10, blowout for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, Eagles all day.
You're the man, Beast. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, thanks for the phone call. 215-339-6709. We're taking a look at a little warm-up on the practice field live coverage. Michael Vick and Nick Foles and Matt Barkley just loosening up the arms, getting some of the receivers to warm up the hands, the legs, and then they will get down to some serious business preparing for the Giants on Sunday. Jordan in Canada, welcome to the show, Jordan.
What's going on, Dave?
I'm doing great, buddy. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. You know, supporting my team up from Canada.
I love you. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just got a couple questions.
Yeah.
I just want to get your opinion. If the Eagles right now didn't have Michael Vick, LeSean McCoy, and DeSean Jackson, it kind of scares me to be where their fate would be right now.
Well, I mean, look, if the Giants didn't have Eli Manning, Hakeem Nicks, and Victor Cruz, wherever they be, I mean, I get you. There's no question that much of this offense is revolving around Vic, McCoy, and Jackson, and as it should be. Let's be honest here. The loss of Jeremy Maclin is significant, right?
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah. And
brutal loss.
Now, the one thing that I haven't seen that I guess I expected more, and I know we've talked about this, is the tight ends being larger parts of the pass game. Maybe we'll see that in the near future.
Yeah, I hope so. You know what? I hope the defense, we know they're not going to be perfect, but if they can force a couple turnovers per game, look at New England last year. They gave up a lot of yards, but they turned the ball over. You know, they got turnovers. They forced turnovers. They might have gave up, they might have gave up a lot of yards, but they got the ball back for their offense. So if that's what the Eagles defense can do, hey, I'll take that.
Yeah, that's what, and no turnovers the last two games. It's been a problem.
That's a positive. No one can see the positive from the Denver game. I think that's a positive for the Eagles. They didn't, they played a little bit poorly, but they didn't turn the ball over.
Yeah, defense. I mean, the Eagles defense unable to get the football back from the Eagles offense. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen, I agree. Listen, Jordan, the problems in the Denver game were red zone early, missing two opportunities to score touchdowns.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, Brent Celis drop right there.
Yep.
That's a tough one.
Hey, give me a score for Sunday.
You know what? I think Shady McCoy is going to ball out. I think the Eagles' defense is going to come a lot of adversity. This is Eli Manning. This is not Peyton. I think it's going to be 28-10 Birds. Let's go.
All right. Thanks so much, Jordan.
Thank you.
All right, bro. take another call here as we keep our eyes on the practice field. The Eagles, no pads today, shells and shorts, getting ready for the Giants. Beautiful weather expected on Sunday at MetLife Stadium, and the fall here, guys, has been primo. So the Eagles getting some good work on the field outside. And there's a look at your offensive line. Dennis Kelly back on the practice field. Great to see him back out there, and really helps out with depth along the offensive line. Chris in Virginia. Chris, how are you, buddy?
Good, Dave. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Bounce back. I bounce back.
Hey, exactly. You know, as we say, one week at a time, let's get back into division games. Let's get back into the winning attitude. And
yes.
Never know, maybe winning might change some of the ways things are going around.
Winning changes everything. Everything.
Yeah, they say winning's the best deodorant. It covers up the stink sometimes. So.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's a big week. You know, as you know, my brother's a Giants fan, so nothing more than 0-5 would be nice.
A little sibling rivalry. How's he feeling? How's he feeling about the Giants?
You know, I haven't really talked too much about it. So, okay. You know, and I'm the kind of guy, you know, I know he's real, and so I don't need to rub it in.
Right. Well, I don't rub in anything until we win a Super Bowl.
Exactly. You know, we can't really rub in too much with two Super Bowls in the last five years.
Right.
I think D-line definitely needs to get some pressure. I think because, you know, Eli, as we've seen this year, he's kind of erratic. And I think we just get some pressure. You never know what might happen. Get some turnovers. Get back on the turnover train.
Yeah, and really it comes from the front three or front four. And you can't keep relying on the blitz to make it happen. And they've got to win some individual battles up front.
Yeah, you got to win the individual battles up front. And it helps the guys in the back end. You know, if they're not getting pressure up front, the guys in the back end, are, you know, it's going to be tough on them.
Yep. So what's your prediction for Sunday?
Let's go, you know, I don't know really what to expect. So let's go 28-20. Let's go Birds, and let's get it back on the winning fashion here, Dave.
You got it, man. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for the telephone call. Eagles, the way they've trained sports science, the nutrition, the sleep, knock on wood, not too many injuries through the first four games and through training camp. Relatively speaking, preseason, quite healthy. Just some freak injuries that took out Macklin and Phillips, Hunt. Those are injuries that certainly have challenged the depth on this roster. All right, Dan in California joins us. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
What's up?
Well, basically I'm just hungry to see a win here.
Yes, we are all hungry to see a win. How big a game is this for you, Dan, just to kind of observe the Eagles and judge the progress made in the early stages of a new era?
Well, I've seen some improvement over the last couple of weeks on the defense, but not quite enough. And, of course, as always, we always want to see a win over the Giants. So,
I'm with you, bro. How do the Eagles beat the Giants?
Well, we got to not turn the ball over. We got to get a couple turnovers on defense. And the big thing is, in my opinion, we need a lot better play on special teams.
Yeah, it's been weird. The last couple of weeks, Eagles special teams has not played as well as we expected. I mean, they were great in the preseason, good in the first two games, and then lost the battle against the Chiefs and the Broncos, without question.
Yeah, well, I've never really been convinced with Demaris Johnson as a returner. I'm wondering why we're not using DeSean Jackson on punts.
Yeah, it's a good question. I am actually convinced that Demaris Johnson is a good returner. He's struggled this year. But maybe this is where you kind of start things off with DeSean. He's had big games against the Giants. And Eagles really, they need to give their offense a couple of short fields to work with. I mean, the Eagles are driving 75 yards every time they score.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm with you. Hey, Dan, give me a prediction.
I'm going to say final score 38-13 Eagles.
Oh, yeah. It all turns around on Sunday.
All right.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for the telephone call. And thank you all for joining us today on Eagles Live. Great show. We've got Eagles update for you this evening. Full coverage of the team, of course, throughout the way. And then tomorrow we have more coming your way in terms of getting ready for the Eagles and the Giants. Our game day coverage begins at 11 a.m. on PhiladelphiaEagles.com on Sunday with our run of Eagles Television Network shows and then the kickoff show at 12:30. including some live reporting from MetLife Stadium. And, of course, the postgame show presented by Rico. A.J. Feely joining Bo Wolf and Adam Kaplan. We thank you for joining us today on Eagles Live. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.